Lindsey Graham, Trump's reaction after being shot will be an iconic moment in American history. By Pam Key on July 14, 2024. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that former President Donald Trump's reaction to an assassination attempt will be an iconic moment in American history. Host Kristen Welker said, "I know that you're not just an ally of former President Trump, he is one of your friends. I know you're hoping to speak to him soon. What will your message be once you are able to connect with the president?" Graham said, "I'm grateful you weren't hurt any worse, and I love you. You know we're supposed to play golf this morning at 8:30. I talked to him 3 times this week. There's a lot going on in the world. He was excited about playing golf. He thought he had something that could help my swing. All I can say is he's got 5 children and 5 grandchildren. He's a human being. There are a lot of people who love this man. He's one of the most strong people I've met. He has an ability to absorb punishment like anybody I've ever met. Obviously, God is not through with President Trump. I look forward to see him later this morning. I'll let you know how he is doing, but for the country, we probably need to do some soul searching as a nation." He continued, "I wish I could say I was surprised. But I've been worried about this for a very long time. You know, if he wins, democracy is not going to end. He's not a fascist. He represents a point of view that me and share the rhetoric is way too hot. I was just grateful that he made it. I mean, fate stepped in, God, the hand of God, call it whatever you like, but let's don't forget there's a man who lost his life by attending a political rally. He's dead. His life came down. Other people are hurt, who to blame? Let's blame the shooter." Graham added, "I can tell you one thing about President Trump. He is very determined to get this country back on track. And his initial reaction after being shot will be an iconic moment in American history. Literally bleeding from a gunshot wound, he raised his fists. Don't give up, keep going." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.